Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. Happy Valentine's Day. I know it's a day late because Valentine's was yesterday and it's going up Wednesday, but originally it was supposed to be uploaded on Tuesday, which was Valentine's Day, my original upload day. But life has just run away with me, and Valentine's Day is actually something that's helped me pull back, center myself. I'm sorry, my voice is not well. I'm once again under the weather, and the weather itself is just destroying my recording setup because it's very windy, everything is rattling. I digress. Valentine's Day has taught me to center myself and focus more on me because I don't have someone to share all this affection with. But I took myself to breakfast on Sunday. The previous week, I actually popped in by the fam, played with the baby, and then took my mom to breakfast, which was awesome. But I took myself to breakfast on Sunday, bought shoes for my sister, and then just chilled. I did also buy the Valentine's edition of the Krispy Kreme donuts. I will be putting up the image for Valentine's Day on my Instagram. Oh my word, they were so good. But point that I'm getting to is I needed to take time for myself, and I did, and I didn't know how badly I needed it until I was sitting in the Mug and Bean writing furiously in my bullet journal, which I took with me, and just let it flow. It felt like morning pages, but when you hit a flow, or rather a state of flow, and you just go for it. And I questioned a lot of things, and there's a lot of things I still need to work through, but it was a good starting point. And taking time to just be with myself is something I think I need to do more often. And also to just talk to friends face to face, because WhatsApp is cool and I don't really do video calls, but voice notes and messages are cool, but seeing them in person is just the best thing ever. So I need to get on that. But self-love is something I've realized I need to work on this Valentine's Day, because you need to love yourself. And this is the one thing I actually debated going around and around with this topic, was what's the angle for Valentine's Day? Because you don't want to do the same boring thing every single year. And honestly, I like the boring same thing every year because it's easy. And I usually just talk about how I spent my day. But I worked. It's not a public holiday. It's just a national day that everyone recognizes at the same time. But further than that, you get up, you get dressed, you go to work, you come home. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's fine. You know, it's literally a Tuesday. It's just, it is what it is. Having to figure out what angle I'm approaching this year really messed with me, because I had like 4 different ideas that I wanted, and this one just slapped me in the face. So that's where we are. I actually debated doing something regarding the lights out situation with the Eskom and what you can do for Valentine's Day that's not too expensive, because it is also Feb with end of the financial year, and I'm just like, ugh. Let's not do that. Let's just figure out something else. And then this idea came to me. So not gonna ramble too long, but just self-love. So the media often portrays self-love in their various weird ways, like treat yourself, or just making your own self your Valentine's Day and just doing everything you would do for someone else, which I get, but no. This is not Flowers by Miley Cyrus. I don't need to buy myself flowers. I don't need to take myself dancing. I can do that in my own house. I don't need that. Why do it for someone else and pretend it's you? You should do it all the time for yourself because you want to. There shouldn't be a reason. And the one thing a cousin of mine said more than 10 years ago at her wedding or rather it was her kitchen tea for her wedding that was coming up in 2010. There was a point in the discussion at the kitchen tea where she just said like, oh no, no, no. We aren't two puzzle pieces that finally come together and now everything is cool. We good. Like, no, that's not what this is. I'm on my own path. He's on his own path. And now we're getting married and our paths are merging and we're walking forward together. We're not walking forward separately. That's the only difference. I'm still my own person. He is still his own person. We just do things with each other in mind. And I'm just like, that seed is getting planted today, and lo and behold, 13 years later, the seed has sprouted. Boom. Because it was such a revelation to have that memory come back up, that I have a lot of work to do for myself, with myself, and by myself. Because I'm someone who will discuss topics with my family and friends to try and figure out whatever I need to figure out, because they'll say something and I'll be like, oh, I get it. Or they'll have an experience of something I don't, and I'll be like, okay, cool. I can now see it from your perspective or understand why you say that or have that opinion of it. And I have a lot of work to do before I reach a point where I am going to be comfortable sharing so much of myself with someone else. And that is both a good thing and a bad thing, because I'm turning 30, but also I'm glad I realized that now instead of when I'm turning 40. Like, that is something brilliant. But also, I don't want to die alone. Like, no. Which, realistically speaking, probably not going to happen. But still, that is not a nice thought. And this has also been swirling because I've been thinking of my episode for next week, which is my 30th birthday on the day. It's a whole thing, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I don't know how to feel about it. And acknowledging that already is enough, and being able to work on it going forward is even better. So, yeah, my message for this Valentine's Day is love yourself first. Be loving towards yourself and then give to others. It's like that old biblical saying of your cup needs to run its over. Like, you need to fill your own cup. Put your own seatbelt on first. You know the drill by now. Take care of yourself. And this past year has given me a lot of revelations about myself, especially that I keep bringing it back to that loneliness episode. I didn't know I was lonely until I was in the thick of things and I had no distractions. And I think I need to find that same state in other aspects of myself in order to uncover the core of the problem and then work on it. Like, being alone by myself didn't excite me. It scared me, and I needed to figure out why. And being loving towards myself needs to be done in order to find out why I'm scared of loving others. Not platonically or in a familial sense, in a romantic way. Because I do stay in my head, so that's something I definitely need to work on. But yeah, I think that's it from me. I'm gonna cut it off there before I just keep going down this weird path. But yeah, Valentine's Day was a good day. Worked. That was it. And then I finished work and then I worked on this podcast. So yeah, that's it. I would say treat yourself however you need it this Valentine's Day. Like, love yourself the way you need to be loved. If that is you watching a movie, chilling, ignoring the world, do that. If that's you eating donuts and drinking tea in the middle of the day, do that. Whatever you need, do that. Because it starts with you. It starts from the inside and then works its way out. So yeah, that's it for me on Valentine's Day. I hope you had a good one. Like, seriously, I do. The song this week is Love Myself by Hailee Steinfeld. That is a brilliant, brilliant song. Yeah, I have no words. It was a song that was kind of an earworm quite a few years ago when it came out. But I think the message is the same. You gotta love yourself and you don't need anyone else. So yeah, that's the message of the week. Keep being a better being, and I will see you for my birthday episode next week. I haven't decided if it's going to go up late the Wednesday evening or even the Thursday, because my birthday is the Wednesday. So I'll see what I'll do. I might just pre-record an episode and then the following week just add my 2 cents. So we'll see. But that's it from me. Love you. Bye.